And we're back at Worship Factor on KKLA 99.5 FM. I'm Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly, and we are talking about the creative arts, and obviously get online, get connected at worshipfactory.net for networking. Rod, I think that's neat. We also, you know, we obviously want to do that, get everybody online, get signed up, go to the connect button, put your name and profile in there, upload your music, do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's pretty cool.
We've got some great resources. The biggest thing is we are each a resource. We're trying to get you connected so you can collaborate, you can be encouraged. So that's what that whole thing is, to provide that hub for everybody to do that. So you got to get on board.
Yeah, and if you have a need, post that. Say, I need a drummer, I need a so-and-so, I need a coach, I need a whatever.
Yeah, let's reach out.
Or if you have something you can offer, too, as well, as far as some type of training, whether it's piano lessons or vocal, or whether it's an artist that needs some help.
Yeah, stacks of $100 bills, whatever you can offer.
Oh, yeah. That would help.
Great.
You know, we could always use that help out there. Worshipfactory.net. There's a little button that says donate.
Okay,
hit that button.
Enough of the Worship Factory. I want to start picking the brain of this guy.
Listen,
here.
I'll introduce Richie, because Richie Gahate Garcia is a good friend of mine. I've played with. He's a blessing to me and encouragement. He's strong in the industry. He's a name that a lot of musicians know. And so, Richie, I just want to say welcome. It's good
to
have you here.
Thank you. Real pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So I want you to just take off. And tell me what you've been working on lately, what's been going on lately, what's happening in your life.
A bunch of different things. I just got back from France. Was touring over there with a well-known singer, Christopher Cross. You know, we were doing some shows over there.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah. And I'm also teaching. I teach here at the Los Angeles Music Academy, and I'm also a clinician, so I've been doing clinics. I have a new project that I just finished. It's a DVD on how to play cajon, but in a hybrid sense, which is a combination of, like, you know, as you said earlier, my nickname is El Pulpo, so it's how to play a cajon and then play, let's say, a shaker with the other hand and play a cowbell with your foot and
nice.
That kind of stuff that I do. So that DVD just recently came out, and, you know, in the
Is that available at Amazon?
Well, Guitar Center, and I imagine it will be at
And it's Amazon. On your website. Yes? Is it on your website?
I'm not sure if it's on there yet.
Okay. But you have a lot of resources on your website.
Well, yeah, because I've written also 3 instructional books on how to play how to play congas. They're all called, like, play congas now, play bongos and hand percussion now, play timbales now, and then those are my 3 books, and I'm finishing my cajon book right now also, but I also did the DVD, and I have 2 instructional DVDs on how to play also congas and timbales and things like that. And actually, those I did a long time ago. They've been out over 20 years now, and it was the first instructional video on how to play multiple percussion for contemporary music using, shall we say, Latin instruments, but in a more pop rock, whatever world.
Yeah, so is that your heart, to educate, help the other people learn?
Absolutely. I've always loved teaching, even though when I studied at the American Conservatory of Music in Chicago, and in those days they didn't have, it was only taught classical music in the schools. You know, they didn't have the drum schools and all of the stuff that we have today. But the professor in the music department, he found out that I played congas and stuff, because I'm Puerto Rican, so he said he must have some rice and beans somewhere. So let's so let's ask him. So I started playing in the school, and he said, well, I want you to teach 2 classes. I said, well, I've never taught before. He says, well, figure something out. Teach. I want, besides the classical and Beethoven's and, Mozart's and all that stuff, let's teach them a little bit about, more of the world or pop, Latin music.
A little culture.
Roots. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I started doing that, and those were my first experiences teaching. And then he said, I have a business on the side where I teach kids from high school and stuff. Why don't you, get involved? And I said, okay. So I ended up teaching at the time when I was a student at the conservatory. I had 40 private students that I taught congas and timbales and stuff. And I also came up with a system on how to notate it for playing. So then that's sort of become a standard.
Oh,
I mean, I'm not officially recognized for it, but I can tell you that my first books were the first ones that had that.
Nice.
And anyway, so that's what I've been doing. I've been teaching for a long time. I taught at the Musicians Institute in Hollywood here for 10 years, and now I'm at LAMA, and then I have private students, and I taught my kids, and I'm always teaching myself everything I can.
You have 4 kids? 4 kids?
4 kids.
And they're all musically inclined?
Yes, they are. I have I have three sons and one daughter. My oldest son is a trombone player and bass player.
Who just got a really cool gig, by the way.
He plays with me doing, I used to be John Denver's drummer and percussionist.
Cool.
So we've been doing symphony John Denver tribute concerts with a performer that sounds just like John and everything. And we do that, and my son plays bass with me on that. And my second son is a percussionist and drummer, and he was recently the percussionist on the American Idol TV show.
Nice.
So he did all of that. Right. And we actually played a gig, as we call it, yesterday.
Oh, cool.
And that's it. You know, he's playing it. My 14-year-old is just going into high school, and he's been studying and playing in band upright bass, and he's into sports, and he's going to be in marching band. And then the youngest, my daughter, and the princess of the home.
As she should be.
Yes. Absolutely.
She's taking piano lessons. She's into the dancing and the singing around the house. And
did you come from a musical family?
Well, my father was a... he was a conga player, but okay. He really didn't do it only at the beginning. He played the biggest, shall we say, gig he did was Xavier Cugat.
Mm-hmm.
In the 40s. He played for a while, but he stopped doing that. But he was always a lover of Latin music. And when he married my mom, he was my stepfather, but it was he that I always say he's my father, because he's the one that influenced me and everything.
I want to jump in here. I want to remind everybody that they're listening to KKLA 99.5 FM, and this is Worship Factory Radio. You got to check out worshipfactory.net, see what's going on. We're in the studio with Richie Garcia, Richie Gajate Garcia. Most of the musicians know him as Gajate Garcia, so you got to get that out there. My Spanish not so good.
Well, it sounds good. Because my name has been said in many different ways, you know.
I think there's some things that are really important for me. One of them is that you have a family that's creative, energetic, exciting. What did you do to foster that in your home?
Well, I mean, you know, in being a musician, one thing that all musicians do to better their craft is study and practice, you know. Yeah. And constantly, at home, when Mary and I got, you know, first married and had our first child, well, there would be instruments around the house, and I'm always playing and practicing mm-hmm. and learning this and that. And I always found that taking my first son, even though he plays trombone and bass now, he first started on drums. Mm. You know, so I would just sit him down. Here, grab a stick and hit him. Because I found out that the music, not only playing an instrument, is good just for the art aspect of it. It's a great release for kids.
Yeah, sure. Right.
You know, some people have kids that say, I forget what they say, but they're very into everything, very jumpy, very... I said, you know, get him a drum set. Let him, you know, beat the drum set. That's what it's made for. Yeah. Let him get that
very
energy.
Aggressive.
Yeah.
And therapeutic.
Yeah, so sure. It's very therapeutic. And I also found through the years that getting them involved, it also helped my relationship with them as a father because I can relate to anything that they like musically.
Nice. Mm.
It doesn't matter how old I may be. They may say, you know, whatever, Hannah Montana or something, someone, whatever comes up on TV or, you know, anything from any of those kind of things. Or the contemporary groups, Roland would say, like, hey, there's this group, Dad, you got to check this out. Or there's this other band, Tristan would say, you know, I can't name names right now of the groups, but I can tell you that they can talk about any of the stuff that they're doing and I can relate to it. So, consequently, it has helped my relationship as a father with my sons in all stages of their lives.
Well, that's a great segue. I think we've got one of the top percussionists in the world. Right. We got to make him beat on something.
Make him show off.
It's so funny. You got to tell the story, though, how this happened as far as that goes today.
Yeah, no. So, I invite my good friend Rich, and I know he's a wonderful percussionist. Forget to tell him to bring something.
Like a cajon.
So, we're sitting in the conference room. He grabs a trash can, goes into the room, gets a glass vase. And so, the instruments that you're going to be hearing today.
Yeah, from the number one.
traditional.
The best percussionist in the world, probably.
Very creative.
Yes. Are going to be a plastic trash can and a glass vase played by Richie Gajate
and
Garcia.
And my silver bracelet.
Yeah, exactly.
Guitars.
That one I'm going to take with me. No.
Hey.
That's on the road with him that way.
I need something shiny.
And so we're going to take you out of this segment with a little bit of Richie Garcia with Rod Schreckengass and Monique Donnelly. And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM.
sky. Lord, I lift your name on
your name.